This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, April 8th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Napa growers hit with regulatory costs. USDA reopens acreage reporting. Dam upgrade gets cheers and Border Patrol sweeps volatile order. Napa growers face $1,700 an acre in regulatory costs. A new study from California Polytechnic State University finds Napa County wine grape growers face regulatory costs as high as $1,744 an acre. Commissioned by the Napa County Farm Bureau, the report shows costs totaling $1.7 million annually for a 1,000-acre vineyard, while smaller operations face about $1,131 an acre. Labor mandates drive the bulk of the costs alongside environmental and water regulations like SGMA. Co-author Lynn Hamilton said regulatory costs now account for 8% to 12% of production, raising concerns about long-term viability as market pressures mount. You can read more in the study in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. USDA reopens acreage reporting for specialty crops. USDA reopening the acreage reporting period for specialty crop producers who missed deadlines due to recent market disruptions, offering relief to growers facing volatile pricing and trade-related challenges. USDA's Farm Service Agency said the move targets producers impacted by unfair market conditions, including sudden import surges and supply chain disruptions that limited their ability to file timely acreage reports. Filing accurate reports required to access key federal programs like disaster assistance and certain conservation and risk management programs. The reopened window allows eligible farmers to report planted acreage without facing late penalties, provided they can document the disruption that prevented earlier filing. USDA officials said the action is a part of a broader effort to stabilize specialty crop sectors, which have faced mounting pressures from global competition and shifting trade dynamics. The San Joaquin River Exchange Contractors Water Authority has completed a $5.5 million upgrade to the Los Banos Creek Detention Dam, converting the decades-old flood control facility into a dual-purpose storage and conveyance system aimed at boosting regional water supply and groundwater recharge. The project allows operators to release about 8,000 acre-feet of water downstream for beneficial use late fall and early winter, then replenish the reservoir with replacement supplies. Officials say the change effectively creates new water storage capacity without building new infrastructure, which they estimate could cost at least $500 million if constructed today. Representatives Adam Gray and Jim Costa, along with other local elected leaders, say the project will improve water reliability for farms, communities, and environmental uses in the San Joaquin Valley. The effort is a part of a broader strategy that includes expanding recharge and storage projects to address drought and groundwater challenges in the region. A federal judge has ruled that continued immigration sweeps by the U.S. Border Patrol in California violated a prior court order restricting enforcement practices, making the latest rebuke of federal immigration operations in the state. U.S. District Judge Jennifer Thurston found agents carried out stops and arrests without considering or complying with federal law, failed to follow her earlier injunction requiring individualized suspicion and proper documentation. The ruling stems from a lawsuit brought by the United Farm Workers, which challenged sweeping operations in the Central Valley that allege target day laborers and farm workers. The court said agents again detained individuals without reasonable suspicion, relying instead on broad assumptions. Thurston granted a motion to enforce the injunction, warning that continued violations could bring further consequences if compliance does not improve. President Donald Trump says he will stop strikes on Iran for 2 weeks. That's subject to Iran opening the Strait of Hormuz. In a Truth Social post last night, Trump said Iran had offered a 10-point proposal that served as a, quote, workable basis on which to negotiate a lasting peace agreement. Based on conversations with Pakistani mediators, the president said he would hold off the destructive force in what he called a double-sided ceasefire. Iran's foreign minister said in a statement that the government had agreed to a ceasefire and that safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz would be possible, quote, via coordinating with Iran's armed forces. But analysts told the AgriPulse before the announcement that the price impact of the conflict could linger for several months. Shipping insurers, for example, price products on the basis of risk and not diplomatic statements. United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization Chief Economist Maximo Torero said in an email last week, it may take several weeks or months to determine if those risks have diminished. He concluded the logistics bottleneck has no viable workaround in the short term. It could take just as long to clear a backlog of fertilizer deliveries and resume normal delivery times, according to Michigan State University's David Ortega. Many farmers have already adjusted planting decisions for the 2026 crop. Half of U.S. corn farmers do not plan to apply all of their planned fertilizer, with most citing price concerns as the main reason, that according to new findings from the National Corn Growers Association. Some 20% of respondents said they plan to reduce corn acres as a result of the conflict in the Middle East. Growers are already looking at 2027 with concern. Almost 60% of farmers said they are more concerned about fertilizer availability for next year. Farmer fertilizer prices were high even before the war in Iran began. That according to Corn Growers President Jed Bauer in a statement, he added, market stress due to the Strait of Hormuz closure has only intensified an already difficult situation, particularly as we look towards 2027. Here's today's final word. I have not met anyone who isn't willing to jump in and help where you need it, give your advice, or just chat about life. That an anonymous employee at the wonderful company, who was among several workers responding positively in a survey which led Forbes magazine to declare the company one of the best to work for. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, April 8th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.